Rochester Institute of Technology and the University of Rochester say they strongly oppose a federal decision that would strip some international students of their visas. WXXI's Noelle Evans explains why.
The Student and Exchange Visitor Program announced Monday that international students on certain visas will no longer be able to take online classes and must either transfer schools to take in-person classes or risk deportation. RIT President David Munson says that the school is working with others to ask Congress to intervene directly. He says that RIT will do their utmost to ensure international students can retain their visa status and continue their studies. Hannah Zicher is a recent RIT graduate from Brazil. She says that while she's managed to escape by a thread, many of her friends at RIT are also from Brazil. Since RIT will maintain a hybrid of in-person and online classes, their visas are not at risk.
Having to figure out everything that's going to happen in, you know, God knows how long, maybe a month, that's just not enough time. And it was just a bomb dropped on everybody's lap.
The University of Rochester said in a statement that the policy is misguided and jeopardizes the public health and the safety of thousands of international students who will be forced to return home. Devin Haught is a recent U of R graduate. She says that she worked with first-year international students as a resident advisor and has seen how much of a sacrifice it is for students to come here for school.
To have to terminate your studies just because you are from a different country, again, is xenophobic. It reinforces so many awful ideas.
On Wednesday, Harvard University and MIT filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over the decision. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.